From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. For the first time in 7 years, California's budget deficit has disappeared. At least that's the projection in the annual budget proposal out Thursday from Governor Jerry Brown. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
The governor is calling for an extra $2.7 billion in school funding, along with slight increases for the UC and CSU systems and state worker compensation. But, for the most part, programs still scarred from years of budget cuts aren't slated to get more money. And Brown says that's as it should be.
We're also not going to play the game of spending money we don't have, and then after I'm gone, somebody else comes along and has to face what I did, a $27 billion or a $20 billion deficit.
Now, Brown might say the deficit is zero, but not everyone agrees. In November, the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office projected a $2 billion gap. And even Brown acknowledges several risks to state finances, including the fiscal cliff uncertainty in Washington. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The Brown administration signaled in Thursday's budget proposal that it's committed to expanding Medi-Cal under the federal health law, but no decision has been made yet about how to do that. California Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley says the budget lays out two options, expanding coverage through the state or through the counties.
The governor's budget sets up a framework for the conversations that we have to have. There are many unanswered questions that he identified about the expansion, but the budget calls for an expansion.
In either scenario, the state would have to work closely with counties to move forward on the federal initiative. The governor's budget sets aside $350 million to pay for people currently eligible for Medi-Cal, but who may be newly enrolled because of the Affordable Care Act. Find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page. Find that at krcb.org/news. As the KRCB California Update, I'm Mark Prell.